podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Kill my
mind. Warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they're talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar. Beers and babble. Cheers.
Absolutely.
Here
we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Heck yeah.
There it goes.
Can you see that? Can you read? Oh, okay. Yeah. It's fun. That's why he's always looking for Sasquatch. He sees him every day.
That's why we're squatching at the moment.
We're always
squatching.
Yeah. And we're squatching back at the Basement Bar. Welcome back, Basement Bar Beers and Babble. I am very excited tonight because we have some fancy musicians in here. Media specialists, videos, studio owners. Absolutely. Welcome, Justin and Angela. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming to the bar.
Well, thank you so much for having us. And might I say, and I think Angela will agree when I say this, nice place.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, thanks,
thank
Roger.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you, Roger.
Thanks, Roger. Yeah, for supplying the bar.
You. Thank you. Thank you, Roger.
Let's go.
Absolutely. So what have you guys, what you been listening to lately?
Well, you know, people are familiar somewhat with my musical projects, but they might be surprised to know that my musical taste is literally nothing like any of my musical projects at the moment, really. Like, you know, I played some blues, I've played some punk, I've done a little bit of R&B, but if I'm being 100% honest with you, and you want me to shoot, right?
Yeah.
Bro, I listen to nothing but doomcore and industrial and nasty pig squeals all day.
That's awesome.
All day. Though, like I said, my tastes are varied where the music I make is concerned. But the stuff I'm listening to, you know, I'm listening to Mick Gordon. You know, I'm listening to I like Electric Callboy. I like
I love Electric Callboy. The new one they came out where they collaborated with Baby Metal.
Yeah.
And it's so good.
That's what I've been getting down on lately.
Yeah.
And I do love me some Knocked Loose and actually quite a bit of Poppy and anything you want to add to that, Angela, what you've been listening to?
Well, I just said I was Electric Callboy. The new one with Baby Metal is really awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of Nine Inch Nails. I've been revisiting their catalog these
days.
There you
go.
Yeah.
Yes. And so we really like an industrial crunch in our home.
Yeah.
We like, because we have, well, truth be told, we have construction going outside most of our house most of the time, it feels like. So.
Oh, no.
It's Bay City.
You gotta hate it.
It's Bay
yeah.
City, Michigan. It just feels appropriate to always have the cranes going, I guess.
It is construction season. Oh. You know, you get almost winter, still winter, and road construction.
Yeah.
Those are our four seasons.
Oh. But I would just like to take this moment to say that, you know, I am classically trained, right? So it's not always like that all the time. I do also have some other really musical tastes. It's just, as far as the stuff that excites me for myself personally, it's not the stuff that I always seek out. I'm a little bit desensitized.
Okay.
When it comes to music, I've really bashed myself in the face with a lot of sound. So for me, it's like trying to find something that arouses me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Try to get that feeling again, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, get you going. Absolutely. Yeah. I get it.
Because I'm 43 and I've been playing musical instruments since before I could talk. So for
hell
something
yeah.
to arouse my interest, it has to be kind of wild. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get it. Absolutely. I'm pretty eclectic in that range, too. You know, I was listening to a lot of electro swing last week, and this week it's been country, and then next week it could be death clock. Like, it's, you know, I'm just kind of all over the place, you know?
Up death clock.
Well, country's interesting.
Yeah.
Right? Because you actually have a lot of country rap right now that is just taking over, dude.
Yeah.
You seriously used to laugh at these, we called them hick hoppers.
Hick hop, yeah. Yeah.
But no one's laughing anymore because people are doing like a billion views.
It's crazy. I like Walker Hayes and Kane Brown and stuff. Yeah, some of the newer things. Yeah.
Dude, well, shout out to dudes with two first names.
Yeah.
Shouts out.
Yeah.
No, I'm more partial to the old country.
Oh yeah, you're
country music.
You're George Jones, you're John Michael Montgomery.
I am as well. I am as well. So I listen to it.
You must be talking to as opposed to like the boyfriend country stuff that's being made these days, like 20-year-olds wearing $3,000 boots, you know, thinking about their girlfriends.
Well, they're always thinking about girlfriends, and you know, they lose their wife and lose their dog and lose their truck and all that stuff. But you know, you play it backwards, they get it all back.
Yeah,
that's right. So, all right, that's the truth.
I love it. So, yeah. Well, good. Yeah. What about you? What you been listening to?
Not much this last few days. So just been working around the yard and trying to stay cool. But like today, I mean, it's 94 degrees out there. So
yeah,
just do a little bit, come in, go out for about 15 minutes, get something done, come back in for an hour. Not get a whole lot done, but
yeah,
at least I got the deck put together and the table and chairs.
Oh yeah, I saw that stuff. Yeah, Donna must be happy now.
Yeah, she came home and said, "Don't know where to sit. There's too many choices." But other than that, yeah, basically just listening to her. You got to listen to the wife,
right?
Keep her happy.
If mama's not happy, nobody's happy.
That's right.
Unfortunately, Spencer could not be here tonight. I know. He's a good time. But
next time.
Yeah.
Will he be playing in the band that you have next week at BMO's?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, he'll be. Yeah. He's the drummer in the band.
So he'll be there.
When is this happening?
June 26th.
June 26th at BMO's. Isn't that something,
it's
Angela?
It's a Wednesday.
It's on my calendar.
It's on my calendar, too. It should be on your calendar if you're listening.
Yeah, yeah, it should be. Yep, they've
Better
got
be.
That and Munger Potato
I don't,
Fest
I don't
at
put
the
anything,
end of July.
I don't put anything on my calendar because I can't read it.
So. Fair enough. Yeah, but yeah, that's you know, that's why. And but ooh, good crack. Yeah, see, he's the new on the show, and they already get it.
SM48.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, okay.
Not at all.
Yeah. Well, I am very excited and curious to hear your guys' story as far as starting the studio and starting the music and media and kind of how you got into everything. And
so I would just
the
like
the origin story of Pork House and company.
I would just like to start off by saying that me and Angela have been together for over 15 years.
Congratulations.
Nice. And this is just only, one endeavor. You know, I was working for nonprofit.
Oh, cool.
Before COVID.
Okay.
I was working for a nonprofit and I was working politics. We need to talk about what party I was working for. We'll just say they made TikTok videos.
All right. Fair enough.
And I went to college for that. For how long, Angela, would you say?
Well, you have a master's degree, so it would take you about 8 years.
Yeah, somewhere between 8 years and a decade.
Wow.
And
that's awesome.
After I got my master's degree, I just couldn't help but notice phone wasn't ringing, dude. Like, the election's over. I got this great resume, right?
Nice.
Sterling. Worked with children, helped schools win money. Phone's not ringing. So the next thing I know, my friend is calling me, and I'm talking to him like, hey, dude, because he owns a construction company.
Okay.
Shout out to All American Drywall. And he's going, hey, nice. Dude, I'm going, hey, dude, how is it that maybe I could, like, work for you and then, like, walk around to be an artist the rest of the time? Because this is actually my second entertainment run. We used to do a label called 13 Dead Productions in the 2000s.
Yeah, Casey Murda with Eric and
yes.
all that.
Bro,
yeah.
Bro, if you want to have me and Eric on about 13 Dead sometime, we would love
that would be, yeah,
to tell
I
you
remember
about that.
Listening to their stuff years ago.
But the truth is, the man that invested in me had been part of this first run.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So he saw that I had the master's degree, and he was like, okay, what do you want to do? I was like, he was like, I want to do music. He's like, yeah, but you have to be sustainable, right?
Right.
You can't just be, I can't just like throw money at you and then like you not. And
without a plan. You got to have some type of plan and persistence.
So that's how DJ Kit was born. DJ Kit was born as a DJ for Todd Allen Music Group. That is when my boy Jake invested in me. And that's how I got a big chunk of my setup. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
It's grown since then, but the core part was thanks to a group of people called Todd Allen Music Group, which is, you know, connected with this person who I was dealing with, and they're like, we'll bring it on. So they made me president of North American Operations, and they helped me start a DJ business.
Hell yeah. So you are DJ Kit.
I'm DJ Kit.
Nice. I love it.
I am. Holy shit. Oh, man. That's so liberating.
When I did it.
You're ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I did it for a little while. I was DJ Tub E. TUBB-E.
That's good, though.
I believe.
Is that like Wall E? Like,
yeah. Yeah, but Tub E. Tubby.
Where did you do DJ this at?
Yeah. Midland Street. I was at O'Hare's for a little while.
How long ago was that?
2010 and 11.
I know he was rocking the Cat's Meow a few weeks ago. Quit playing. He was all up Tubby all day on the karaoke mic.
Oh, yeah. That was a callback. Yep.
I knew, like, when you said that, I kept thinking, I believe I've seen you before.
Yeah, yeah, like, I like to drink. I've been around.
No, I mean doing the DJ
stuff. Yeah, so. I did a few weddings, and I still have all the equipment, but it was a lot of work and very mentally taxing to do that for 6-7 hours, try to read the crowd, do the next, because I wasn't a Spotify playlist person. Like, I would actually mix songs into the next and try to find stuff that melded together and do, like, cool shit.
Yeah.
And it was more, I wasn't getting paid enough for what I wanted to do.
Because he's an artist, okay, yeah, is right. What he's trying to say.
Yeah.
A real artist.
I appreciate it. But yeah, that's why I was like, I'm just going to do it for, like, friends and family now. I'm not, you know. So I still can't hang on to the equipment if we ever want to do something. You know, we throw a big 4th of July party and stuff out here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Bring shit out. We want to have the band play this year. That would be phenomenal. Yeah, we're trying to pressure them into playing.
Yeah. It won't be 4th of July, but it'll probably be sometime late September or early October.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So not on a holiday.
Fair enough.
Because everybody's already
everybody
got,
goes camping. Yeah,
everybody has plans and stuff for holidays, so just do a
hippies that want to live in the woods. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
My version of camping is the Holiday Inn Express. Yeah. That's
bro,
spend a ton of money to go live like a homeless person. It's just stupid.
Me and Angela talk about this all the time, and we could take a couple minutes if you want. I actually don't like camping.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't like sleeping on the ground.
There we go.
I don't like getting bit by bugs.
Yep.
The sun's okay, but I don't like getting burnt. You know, and me and my girl, we like glamping. We like to sleep on a. It could be.
Yeah.
It could be in the woods. What do you think? Like, what about a?
I don't do that.
In a camper or a.
I'm not going on vacation to work.
Look, last time we yep. camped, we got a little cabin in South Dakota. We weren't.
Oh, there you go.
We were sleeping on the ground.
No, I rented a cabin.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do cabin yep. camping.
I'm too pretty to be sleeping on the ground, man. This is not happening.
Right? Yeah.
This is all there is to it.
I love it.
I used to camp all the time when my kids were growing up.
Yeah.
And then we became divas.
Holy crap. A lot of work. But yeah. we were ridiculous when I would take them. Like, I would bring the TV. I brought everything. Brought
just
bands.
Just recreate it all.
I
but
brought everything.
You're in wilderness.
Yep. Got surround sound at the campsite.
I swear to God, almost.
That's awesome.
We were sitting, instead of by a fire, we had our little TV out there.
Oh, yeah.
We really weren't meant for camping.
Well, that's the only way I could get Donna to go camping is, you know, bought the motorhome and it was glamping.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yep.
Heated pool and hot tubs mm-hmm. and
it's glamping.
Yep. You know,
I went down to Grand Haven that one time.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
So you know, every site hit was cement pad and it's full hookups.
Yeah, because glamorous individuals are just not capable of normal camping. It just doesn't happen.
You
yeah.
should see how glamorous we are.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, it's yeah.
I mean, they should see.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they don't. The bears yeah. don't like it when we vogue in the woods. That's the
yeah.
That's because they prefer line dances, I think.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. But, Spencer would be all over you on this, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a good thing camping. He's not here. That's, yeah, he'd
know.
Be freaking out.
I
talking about oh. hobo pies and shit.
Spencer, if you're listening, we are not going camping, my guy. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, he's moving out. He just bought that trailer.
It's all
so.
Good, though. No, I got yeah. love, man. I got
oh,
love.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah. So you were, so the DJ Kit was born, and then what happened after that?
You see, man, that's the part that I'm actually trying to figure out.
Oh, snap.
Because there was something a lot more important that was happening in the background of all this, which is that I was really changing as a person.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I was becoming more spiritual. I was becoming more physical. I was willing to give less of a... Can we swear on here?
Oh, yeah.
I was willing to give less of a fuck.
Yeah.
About a lot of things. Like, a lot of things that I cared about stopped meaning so much to me, and then other things that I really didn't care about started to mean more. And the one constant was Angela. Thank God, because I probably would have gone crazy. But I did have like a couple of mental breaks during this period. I don't know. I think I was just trying to figure out what my purpose in life was.
I think we all go through that.
Oh, yeah.
And then my label guy called me one day.
Okay.
And he was like, Justin, how is the DJ business going? I'm like, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, okay, but now we need some music. And I was like, okay. He was like, we need it like yesterday.
Yeah.
Like yesterday. And I was like, okay. So this, in a roundabout way, is how Pork House was born. Now, I want to say something about Pork House, and this might be a little disappointing for you to hear.
Oh, no.
But the first five albums are or that might be the greatest thing that you've learned about it. But the first five albums are 100% improvised.
Oh, shit.
First takes. As a matter of fact.
Wow.
Super impressive.
As a matter of fact, Pork House, we have shit that's never been released. Like, we got like 8 albums of material, but we ended up releasing 5. And Rugs and Garbage was actually the first song that I actually sat down to write.
Oh, shit. Okay.
With that platform.
Yeah.
So considering that, wildly successful.
Yeah, I like that. You that one was up nominated for Best Music Video this year.
Yeah.
That was really cool to get nominated. I mean,
I was nominated for a total of 17 Review Music Awards this last time.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Guys, don't feel bad for me, okay? I lost every single one.
Oh. Hey. You gotta hate it.
But you got nominated.
But you got fully nominated.
Dude, being mentioned alongside, on the same stage, I'm being mentioned the same stage as, like, Attaboy and Larry McRae and just these giants.
Yeah.
Like, these literal legends. So the fact that I could go up there and have my projects, you know, even though I didn't walk away with one.
You did last year, though.
Oh, did you?
That's true. In 2023, DJ Kit was the Review Magazine's best DJ.
Oh, hell yeah. So,
good.
That's awesome, man.
Back when the trophies were still metal.
Nice.
And now they're plastic.
Oh, shit.
And now I'm not saying nothing, but I saw a lot of them things break this last year. But,
oh, no.
But congrats to everybody, you know? People.
Yeah. Yeah.
People, they thought they were going to have to give them to you, so they made them out of plastic.
That's funny.
That's terrible. you're horrible. I love
now,
you.
I really
made out of plastic. You can carry more.
I really enjoyed that music video. Do you mind if I play a little bit of Rugs and Garbage?
Yeah, go ahead,
folks.
Go ahead.
I'm bringing Snuggle back. Coming to a couch near you. 'Cause you're my Snuggle snack. And I can send a Snuggle with you. I think I just lost my cell phone. I'm acting really dumb 'cause I'm attracted to you. She says she loves me 'cause I play the guitar. She comes to see me when I sing.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome. This music video, you guys have to check it out on YouTube. Pork House, HAUS, Rugs and Garbage. Heck yeah.
So we decided to go with the German spelling on house. I like it.
Jawohl.
Like the restaurant. You know,
yeah,
because the philosophy of Pork House, though this might turn people off, I keep saying that, but I think these things are actually good, so I'm just gonna say it. The art is more important than the music with Pork House. Clearly, the art, but the music, it's okay. You know,
it's cool though. Like it's a fun beat, but the video itself is very kind of avant garde. Like it's all over the place. It's cool. I like it.
So the inspiration for Rugs and Garbage. Do you remember how that started?
Yes, I do. It started because you saw some Russian dating sites.
Okay.
Okay, but it was actually a meme, And what it is that about just before COVID, we had a situation where there was these memes going around. I don't know if you remember them, but there were all these odd poses with people posing for dating sites. But we found out that they were just trying to do the most ridiculous poses as they could, like with machine guns or in their bathroom with roses. Dude, or
if you Google Russian dating thread, I guarantee you they'll pop
and
up.
The and the reason why rugs and
just don't
garbage,
do it at work. No.
Rugs and
oh, well, it's actually... It's actually not like that, believe it or not. It's like really weird, over the top. Like there's a, if you look at the YouTube cover, there's a girl holding up a chicken on the song cover.
Yeah, yeah.
That's from the Rustic dating site.
Oh shit.
That's literally lifted. It's like
the album art.
There's
that's
like
awesome.
Like the shot with the bathtub with the yellow glove.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's literally a shot.
And from the date,
and the roses and the toilet bowl is it's literally me taking everything from
and
this
the
Russian
shot, and the shot with me with the axe and the rose, and that that is from a pose that someone took for their dating profile.
So I've been waiting for this moment for so long.
So we created all the poses much as we could.
If the people from those photos are listening right now,
we have a few.
What's up, guys? What up?
It's funny. We do have a few listeners from Russia, so that would be wild,
dude. I want to know about these people.
Yeah, it was actually a tribute to them.
I wanted to know so bad that we made this video.
Right? Yeah.
Speaking of those dating sites, do you hear what they're calling that new dating site for India or for Indians?
No, I don't.
Connect the dots.
Connect the dots.
Cheers. That's funny.
That is funny.
Roger with the dad jokes. You gotta love it.
Hey, Roger.
Gotta throw them in once in a while.
Hey, Roger, you think I could bum all those cigarettes, friendo?
Oh, geez.
Fine.
this always happens when I drink, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I tell you what, this actually...
is this a segment where somebody bums a cigarette?
This can be. Yeah, this is Bumming with Raj.
It is now.
Yeah.
Bumming with Raj.
Bumming with Raj.
Roger.
I roll my own, so I hope you like it.
Thank you, sir. I do.
But he actually created Pork House in order to include me in the project.
Yeah.
So if
you listen... You'll talk about that, honey.
So the first Pork House album...
Did you want another chord?
Yes, I would love a chord.
The first Pork House album... So the first Pork House song is Pork House by Pork House off of Pork House. And I thought that was important because, like, if you listen to Black Sabbath's catalog...
Yeah.
They have Black Sabbath by Black Sabbath off of Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
So I figured that the most Pork House thing you do could have Pork House by Pork House off of Pork House.
I love it.
But aside of that, we needed some female energy, daddy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why, you know.
Because this scene is a fucking sausage fest, my guy. and we've got to stop this.
Yeah.
It's got to stop. We got to bring up more of these female energies. So I got my female energies right here. The truth is, though, if you listen to the first Pork House album, she was half asleep.
Oh, no.
And I would just hand her the microphone. And I'd be like, and it was an SM58. So we were recording
in our bedroom.
So we were recording vocals on SM58 in our bedroom.
Hell yeah.
And I'm like, just talk about Pork House. And she just starts going, Pork House! Pork House!
I love it.
And so we made four really bad albums. But then we made Lord of the Robotic Monkey. And if you listen to that one, I really do think it's our best effort. And it's still... 100% improvised, my guy.
Is it really?
It's Eric's favorite.
I thought I had that one up.
I think Mark's too.
It's probably my best album art too. But yeah, that's Pork House. And Angela's been on every Pork House album except for Hot Dog Music. Mm-hmm. Hot Dog Music was a solo blues effort by me to experiment with some blues.
There you go.
And there's another podcaster that there's a well-known podcaster that his name is Finn McKenty. And
a YouTuber.
And we might get mentioned on Reddit over this, but the truth is he used to call blues hot dog music and make fun of it.
Oh really?
Yeah. And then so I made a blues album called Hot Dog Music to fucking own it.
There you go.
because because boomer bends are cool.
Yeah.
And then
he
stopped using the term hot dog music. And he now uses the term hot dog rock. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to release the instrumentals from Hot Dog Music, and I'm going to call those hot dog rock.
There you go. That's awesome.
So that's my plan to fuck with Finn McKenty.
I love it. Yeah, I've got, what is it, Lord of the Robotic Monkey. This.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to experience something the likes of which you've never experienced before. So prepare yourself to listen to the voice of our Lord of Robotic Monkey and stare at the crowd as he speaks.
One take.
I love it. That's super cool.
It's like a minute of that. There's a minute of that.
So that monkey sample is actually, I put it raw on Looper Man, and it is one of the most downloaded
samples. Dude, that's fucking awesome. That's so cool.
Well, because it's a screaming monkey, and we have no raw take on that. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's all one take.
I love it. That's good shit. What are you looking for? What do you need? Lighter?
Uh-oh. The thing that I would like to mention about Pork House is that Pork House is like Katamari.
Okay.
You know Katamari? We love Katamari.
Yeah.
They roll around and collect everything in the world.
Yeah.
That's Pork House. Pork House is like everything in the world. We love everything. You know, we've had little kids included in our music. I've had my label mate included. I've had Angela. You know, Pork House is like you could be Pork House, dude. We're all family.
Cat House album is featuring all of, like, well, at least two of my grandchildren.
Oh, cool.
They are the cats.
Oh, neat.
So
there
there's a bunch of meows.
Okay.
And they did all the meowing.
Heck yeah.
So
I know. I like
and
that.
And it's our least popular, but it has good memories.
Yeah, it's still cool. Definitely. I love that, you know, including friends and family and stuff. And that was one of the things that I love this medium and the ability to bring in friends, family, but even new friends and family. Mm-hmm. Like just, you know, meeting new people and hearing the stories. And that's my favorite part about being able to do Basement Bar. Mm-hmm. Is that we can, you know, include anybody and everybody. And right. Everybody has a fantastic story. And it's, you know, it's great hanging out and having beer.
You know, on the converse side, I've heard some higher ups say that this kind of stuff is kind of killing the business. But my response to that is, well, they need to move over. Like, maybe they should be including their families and their friends in their music. You know what I mean? Instead of being so shrewd all the time, you know what
right?
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talent is talent. Doesn't care where it comes from, you know?
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, another big influence during that time was the YouTubers that children listened to, like FGTV and what have you. And we'd listen to some of the YouTubers for children programming make up songs.
Okay.
Right? And I was like, for me personally, because I was heavily influenced by babysitting children constantly for about a decade, I was inundated with children's media. And so a lot of what we do, I kind of, as I was doing it, envisioning it being sent out to YouTubers or to Cartoon Networks to be used as like a background to you know, like a monkey noise, like really, like who's going to like want to listen to that and buy that?
It's very family friendly. You'll notice there's not a single swear word. I think we said hell.
Oh, okay.
And rugs of garbage.
Yeah. No, that's neat.
That's
fun. It's family friendly.
Well, because
we are not.
Well, I came from hip hop.
That's only one of ours.
I come from hip hop and metal. Where, like I said, I listen to pig squeals all day, where everybody's like, "Fuck that!" You know? Yeah. And I do that, but dude, it was refreshing. It's like when I was playing in a metal band and for months. It'd be like, bang. Yeah. If you go home and listen to Bob Marley. It's refreshing.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. It's nice to have a little clarity in there. That's why, you know, once in a while I'll put on, you know, the Mozart Requiem or some Chopin Nocturne Number 9, like, you know, some older classical pieces, some Tchaikovsky and stuff, you know, just to break the
Clair de Lune by Debussy.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Or A Warm Place by Nine Inch Nails. Another good.
Ooh, yeah. There you go.
Symphonic piece.
Yeah. I like that, you know, and then I like the old progressive symphonic stuff like Rush and Kansas Magnum Opus and like all their, you know, that instrumental that,
like
you know, I got into like Dream Theater and
see,
stuff. And
I love listening to that shit.
Yeah.
But I don't want to make it.
Well,
personally.
And that's what I was going to say is when I listened to Human Shield, it made me think of like Pink Floyd. It was very that kind of ethereal sound into that.
Yeah. Like a little gospel-y. But that's beginning to change, my man.
Okay.
Let's talk about Human Shield.
Yeah.
All right. This is the one that's hard for me to talk about because,
oh, no.
Truth be told, Human Shield is actually my first, it's my most personal art platform.
Okay.
And I have DAW file folders that date back to 2010. So it's real that are named Human Shield that were full of samples and stuff. So it's
okay.
really hard for me to pin down when Human Shield is like, is it when I got signed? Is it when the music got released? Is it when I, like, where's the timeline on this stuff? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
what part of you is going into this? Is that kind of how what you're feeling?
Human Shield is, without a doubt, me trying to take my life out of politics and nonprofit, grab it by the scruff of its neck, and drag it screaming, never to return back from the artistic realm. Like, I seriously damaged my mind doing a couple of these projects.
Oh, wow.
The Awakened video was literally about my dissociative break that I had in my bedroom making a Pork House album. Like, I was literally, we were making an avant-garde jazz album, and we finished it.
We had COVID.
And then...
Oh, snap.
During this period.
And then I had my break. I went downstairs, and I was like, something's wrong. Something's wrong. I was depersonalizing. Are you familiar?
No.
It's kind of like when you're lying in a boat in the lake, and you're like a drone looking at yourself, and then you just go straight up into the fucking sky. And the next thing you know, you look into a mirror, and you don't know who you are. You have a $40,000 studio surrounding you, and you don't know how to use it.
Oh, snap.
And
kind of like an out-of-body experience type
and
thing?
And I was talking to my aunt, trying to talk through it, and she was like, you're having an awakening. You're having an awakening. So I start writing this song. I write these lyrics. It's a void in a void. It's a void you can't avoid. Because that's how I'm feeling. Like I'm feeling like I'm never going to come back from whatever just happened to me, you know?
That's wild.
And then when I did, I wrote the song, and I made my video, and I tried my damnedest to convey what it is that I had gone through. Because
yeah.
I don't know if it was COVID or if it was just being secluded for so long. Because that happened to all of us.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know, something happened that just made me change. And I feel like Trust the Process and Awakened are probably the two best expressions of that.
Crazy. That's cool, though. That's really neat.
But right now, Human Shield's art is really pious. It's really bright.
Okay.
And really comfortable. And I really feel like that has to change, man. So I invented this barrier in Human Shield's art, and I've dubbed it the firewall. And
okay.
It's like, after I make the video for Be Not Afraid, I'm making like a blackened industrial metal album to just take things screaming
in another direction.
In another direction again. So I'm going to change. My music's going to change. Human Shield's going to change, you know? And
yeah.
I think it's for the better.
That's cool. That's really neat. Yeah. That's exciting.
Well, it's fun if you make it up and then you make it happen.
Yeah.
That's what an artist does, right?
Yeah, but that's really neat to be able to have the ability to express yourself, to be able to have the ability to, you know, write and do the things. I feel like too many people get the paralysis of analysis, and they get in their head too much, and they're thinking about it, and it's like, you know, maybe I don't, you know, nobody wants to listen to me. I'm not good enough. I'm not this,
right.
this.
Every day.
And like... You just have to do it. You just got my if you take nothing else away, get out there and just do it.
Dude,
you know, screw what anybody thinks.
I want to quit every single day, dude. Every single day I want to quit. But there's also another much bigger voice that's like, it's like, what about not doing it and then being on the other side of that, you know?
Yeah.
So what I do as a result of this is I set myself up for projects that are way too big. Like, did you watch the Awakened video?
I haven't.
Two people made that shit. There's
okay.
like several art styles, several sets. It was just me and her. And I told myself that for the Be Not Afraid video that there has to be more people involved. There has to be more people involved. So now I'm at the point where I'm getting ready to make this video. I'm getting ready to change my art. And I'm literally recruiting for an art platform that's been hiding in secret for 3 years.
Oh, you know? Snap.
Yeah. So...
Hell yeah.
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 Because we don't actually talk publicly about Human Shield. Human Shield has other members.
I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. But listen, Human Shield has other members. I tell them not to talk about Human Shield. So.
Oh. Did you say that? I'm so sorry.
No. No, like, it's fine.
Oh, no.
I'm speaking freely, man. Because I feel that it's time that that the public know that this is happening.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you said, it's just about doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put the action into it.
And it's offensive. Like, if you're not living your purpose, to me, it's offensive.
Yeah.
If you're not living your purpose. And that's why I made the changes that I did, because I clearly wasn't living my purpose anymore. You know, so if there's anybody listening right now and you're thinking about making the move to maybe being an artist and you're wondering about people judging you and money, yeah, all that shit's real. Is it irresponsible? Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. It is. But do you want to live with the regret of not having to take that shot at it, dude?
Yeah.
That to me is worse.
Wayne Gretzky, man, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
I can't say that everybody can go out there and do it. I do make money with my art. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody could do that, dude.
Yeah.
But to anybody who asked me, I tried my best. Like, I had somebody message me, what do I have to do to be an entertainer? And the answer to that is as many things as possible. Especially in a small town like this.
Yeah.
If you can drive 15 minutes and 5 cows, you better be hustling, my guy. Because there's not that much money around here if you're really looking to exist.
So. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking to take my Human Shield platform and drag it into this new darker area.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I know Chapter 4, Spencer's band, is kind of doing a similar thing. Some of their new music is a little bit darker, heavier. But it's all great. Everything's fantastic. It's just, you know, a little, they're shifting from what they did before.
I checked some of that new stuff out. Yeah, they're really good.
Oh, that's interesting. So it sounds like Spencer's band is undergoing some sort of metamorphosis right now.
Yeah, they were Winter Haven Motel, and that was like a chapter in their life. And this is a new chapter, Chapter 4 for them.
How would you describe Winter Haven Motel, though?
It was more, I don't know, younger. It was brighter. It's very Pink Floyd heavy, very
psychedelic
kind of. Yeah, but then you've got blues and all that into it. It was just kind of an amalgamation of what had brought them into where they were and what they had listened to and what they love. And now, as they're getting older, they're branching out and listening to different things. They've got John loves these Norse metal, like darker things he's kind of getting into, and now his writing's reflecting it a little bit. But the things he's coming up with are with that old style in mind and transformed to something even greater. It's real, real cool to see their progression.
I think any real artist is going to find this. They're going to be like, let's do the thing, and then they're going to do the thing, and then they're going to be like, what's next?
Yeah.
That's a healthy artist behavior to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really do a lot of nostalgia personally. Like, I like it, but I really enjoy watching artists develop. I really do.
Yeah, it's cool to see what they've gone through and where they're going.
Yeah, yeah. You don't like to watch them get older, but you do like to watch them develop.
Yep. So. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, I'm getting thirsty, man. I tell you what, I think it's about time for Beer of the Week.
Beer of the Week.
Ooh.
Let's do that.
What do we have?
Beer.
I'd have a beer.
Beer of the Week.
Yeah, Beer of the Week. I'm excited. I got something that even Roger may enjoy. This is Chocolate Mousse Pastry Stout from Untitled Art in Wanakee, Wisconsin. Ooh. It is an 8% ABV. Cheers.
I was taught how to
cheers.
I was taught how to taste wine when I was a kid, so I always do the first same thing. I would hold up to the light. I can't see through it clearly.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Smell it. Take a little sip. And then go, get me another one.
This is
delicious.
Ooh,
my Lord. I can certainly taste
I take that back. Let me retract that last statement, actually. This is delicious.
This is real good.
It's not bad.
It's got some. See, even Roger liked it.
Well, it's very thick, and like
very
I said,
dark.
I can.
That's how Roger likes it. Real thick.
I cannot see. I cannot see.
Thick and dark.
Yeah. Yeah, I like a thick. Wow. I like a thick and light, but I can't see the light through it.
Right.
And, it's delicious. It smells wonderful.
What would you give it a rating out of 5? From 1 to 5.
Oh man. You know, I would give it a 5 if it were just a little less sweet, so I would go with 4.5 stars.
Okay.
I'm going to say 3.
3? Okay.
It's a C, apparently.
C's get degrees.
Yeah, I have
this
one of those.
This is true.
But only because I don't prefer sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a little sweet.
It is a little bit. I like the bitter, the real bitter IPAs.
This is
hella sweet. But I'm still going to give it.
But I'm going to say that it has a delicious, rich consistency. You can certainly drink it, but it's a sipping beer.
Oh, yeah. It's a sipper. Yeah. I'd give it a 3.75.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Is it? Oh, snap. 3.75. Yeah. Thank you very much to Ideal Party Store, Ideal on Johnson or Salzburg, where we get all our fancy beers from.
Thank you, Ideal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Don't forget to check them out.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm telling you, I don't think anybody's going to compare with St. George's Brown.
That's Roger's new favorite beer, wow. St. George's Brown from the Dam Brewery in Colorado.
Man.
All right.
The best IPA I've ever tasted.
Right?
And do they bottle that?
They do. No, you can't get it here.
I figured
you
as
can.
Much.
Yeah, you can
look
get
at
the
you teasing me.
Yeah, you can get it there, but no, I'll have to actually get back on their website and see where it would be available or if it could be shipped or
just give them a call. Be like, hey, I'm the guy from Beers and Babel.
Maybe they'll send us some.
Yeah. Yeah, we want to do. We plan on heading out there next year and actually doing a live show from the brewery. Yep. It would be,
that's beautiful.
Yeah,
I did a little on location call in when we were out there for beer of the week, and that was the one we tried. And oh my god, that was so good.
Well, because it's fresh out the
nice smooth
out of the tap. Yeah.
Nice smooth beer with a real slight hint of chocolate aftertaste.
Fresh from the beer tit.
And just was so good.
Suckle the tit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, well,
if you like chocolate, this one definitely has.
Yeah, this one's real
chocolate.
This chocolate.
One's got a
this
lot
one
more chocolate.
Yeah. Almost like a syrup in it. Almost
there is
very
syrups.
Thick. Very thick.
According to the can, there was some different syrups that are in it. But
yeah.
It's a little sweet for me. Aftertaste is,
The aftertaste is kind of mad. The initial hit is real nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it got spoiled out there.
Fair enough. Well,
but still a 3.75. That's still pretty good for me.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, a 3 out of 5 for a beer.
It's above average.
That is.
Yeah, hell yeah. Well, thanks. After beer of the week, we do beer trivia. So here's a beer trivia for everybody.
Oh, sure. I'm a liquor drinker, but I will take a stab.
Okay.
At your beer trivia, sir.
Well, you're in luck. This one is actually about some liquor.
Oh.
Yeah. What popular two-word rum cocktail takes its name from the Tahitian word for good or excellent, but was actually invented in Oakland, California in 1944?
Ooh. Can I phone a friend?
What two-word rum cocktail takes its name from the Tahitian word for good or excellent, but was actually invented in Oakland, California in 1944?
A Mai Tai.
A Mai Tai. That is correct.
That's so good.
Wow.
Absolutely. You win a beer.
Hey.
Yeah.
Go open up your fridge and get a beer.
Yeah. You get your own damn beer. Yeah, absolutely. Oh. That's fun. That's great. Yeah.
That was about the only two-word rum cocktail I could think of.
Right.
Right?
So
I was trying to think of all the rum cocktails, and I'm like, rum and coke, rum and coke, rum
Why
and coke,
is
rum
the
and
rum
coke.
Gone?
I was trying
That's
to think
all
of
I know. Rum and coke, rum and coke.
I was trying to think of the last time I used a chaser.
Right. Rum and coke is three words.
I know.
And
I
rum
kept
and coke.
I kept going, what drink besides rum and coke exists? Okay.
I started with a mojito, and then you said two words. I'm like, okay.
Do you guys like bourbon?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'll give you a sample after the show, but...
Yeah, he keeps it locked up.
Wow.
It is my favorite bourbon, the Double Oaked Woodford Reserve. Yeah, my cousin in Colorado built this decanter for me.
It's a decanter?
Yeah.
Explain to me the philosophy behind this. I want to explain to the people who are listening right now what I'm looking
amazing.
Right now. So what this guy has taken is he's taken his fifth of whiskey, and he's basically put it in Guantanamo Bay minus the fucking waterboarding. So tell me, sir, why do you hate your whiskey?
This is steel. It's like in steel with welded with rebar and steel.
So there were two locks.
It's because he likes it and doesn't want anybody else to like it.
I mean, it's easily
you can't drink it.
That is definitely a safety lock.
Yeah,
it's easily the most Michigan thing ever.
Yeah, he's from Michigan.
I really want a picture of that.
Yeah,
fifth of whiskey in prison.
Get one.
Yeah,
right
for
now.
Sure. Oh, that's and great. He made the, I got to put the little man with it. So he was like, it's like Saw. And so we each had to take one key and because the locks were different. So he has a key and a lock and I have a key and a lock. And so we had to each take it and unlock it at the same time to be able to drink the very expensive bourbon.
You got that in Colorado?
Yeah.
I love Colorado.
Oh, yeah. Too. Yeah. He's native Michigan, but he's been out in Colorado for about 13 years now.
I love smoking weed in Denver. Yeah,
shout out to Jason.
Shout out to Jason.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll crack that open later.
Is it a Jason I know?
No.
No.
Well, as a fan of industrial everything, though, I have to say.
I know a few.
Nice.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, he's a master welder. That dude can create anything. Oh, he's wild.
I'm going to have to check
him out. I've been thinking about it. I'm working on a way to get into it without busting anything.
Yeah, it's about a $75 bottle of bourbon.
It's wild.
It's good
stuff.
You
know what? If you could get in it, he would lose his shit the next time he came.
Yeah.
No, I just buy another bottle.
Oh.
I don't know if you noticed about our friend Eddie, but he doesn't really strike me as the
shit-losing type.
I'm pretty mellow.
He's more like the meme where the house is burning, the dog is saying this is fine.
Yeah, yes. That's okay. Every day at work.
We'll survive, honey. We'll survive.
That's what happens when you work in IT for 15 years. You build a lot of patience.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm a social worker, and I don't have that much patience.
Oh, no.
She's my social worker now.
That worked out real well.
I told her I needed a caseworker. She was like, well, you know.
I can't even
work now.
Oh, snap.
He's my full-time job.
Yeah, I think a little glass cutter right here on the side. And just cut a hole in it.
A little hole in a straw.
And then, put a straw in it or just kind of tip it, let it pour into a shot glass.
That's funny.
Is it that
you
good,
think it'd
though?
Just be easier to cut the good. Lock?
All right.
Yeah.
I get it.
Well, that's too easy.
I love it.
He was trying to find the creative
I
way to do
that
it.
I love that you have a friend that would actually create a piece of art like that for
he
you.
Made me. He hand-welded out of rebar and sheet metal, and he made it. It says Eddie's Bar on it that I'll hang up in my bar when I finally get it finished in my basement. That's why we do it here.
What a friend.
He's a great dude.
Hell yeah.
Oh, your father-in-law's just placating you with the time here? You're going to do it at your house eventually, and he's going to show up there?
I don't know if I'll ever make my bar be able to be as nice or nicer, but even as nice as this one. But I always feel like I'm imposing doing it here. Plus, I always have to tear it because the band and I share this mixer because I'm poor. So I always have to tear everything down. And
that's a hell of a mixer.
I bought this.
We run a DJ business and we make music like for
it's analog. It's analog. It's high.
Yeah.
It's all right. I mean, I'm going to say right now,
I run the DJ business.
That
it's okay.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. I bought this in 2014.
Cool. Beautiful.
When I first started our podcast, we did D&D Cast and Die. We did a Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Oh, yeah, 7-band EQ. We're fucking rocking, baby.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It's real nice.
Any mixer, right, it's very seldom actually about the equipment that you have in these situations.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
As long as you know how to use it, and I don't fucking know how to.
That's where, when I had my dude set up my last guitar, which is a Fender Stratocaster Mexican Deluxe Strat.
There you go.
To get to take a 9-volt with a little brightness switch on the volume knob. But I told the guy, just set it up to play. Like, I'll make the sounds, you know? Seriously, because it's like, you know, you just don't want to work so hard. And, you know, if the equipment's the equipment. And the talent is the talent.
Right. It doesn't matter what the equipment is. It's the person using it.
Right.
So I want to know, what is the coolest performance you guys have ever done? Either a live performance or an experience you had making a video or something, or what's the best, your best performance you've ever done?
Man, I really enjoyed the wedding we did in Crump.
Crump wedding, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, would you like to hear the story about the Crump wedding?
I would love to hear the story.
Yeah. Uh-oh. They finally got married?
Yeah.
The two of them?
In Crump, it was so interesting.
I love Crump.
We DJ'd a wedding out in the middle of a field.
Yeah, the wedding was a circus tent that the man had set up.
Yeah.
Like and a legitimate P.T. Barnum circus tent?
Yes.
Holy fuck.
And not only that,
I already loved
as
it.
Soon as we set up our equipment, it rained and rained and rained and rained.
Oh, you
it was
hate
pouring
it.
And it was
we was praying, my
it
God.
It was my fourth wedding that I'd ever done with him as a DJ, and it was so hilarious.
But it was also tragic.
It was tragic. But oh, what happened was, first off, they get married and, you know,
without a hitch, really.
Without a hitch.
Yeah, we're married. We're running sound for the ceremony, so everything's happening under the tent.
Yeah.
Yeah. It felt like a circus. And but then, anyhow.
Then the ceremony, then the reception started.
And the reception started. And then the first thing that happened was the dad decided to do the father-daughter dance. And he literally passes out on the dance floor.
Holy
with
shit.
His daughter. And I thought he'd had a heart attack.
So this man.
We'll tell you the story after. But
this man had a certain kind of composure. Bless him. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But he should not have set up a circus tent by himself.
He had a bad back.
He had a bad back. Geez. So we're doing the daddy-daughter dance, and next thing you know, it's, dad's on the floor.
Oh, my God.
We're like, oh, wow. Shit.
He's like, oh, and I'm like, oh, my God, is he, like, dying? Like, what's going on?
But he's okay. So we get the party back going.
Yeah.
And then what happened
play Living Like a Prayer then, or what?
He should have, because what happened next was someone runs out of the house and said, Grandma died.
Oh, my God.
So we're not at a wedding anymore.
Oh, my God. Wait, this is went an addition to?
Yes.
Went what from the fuck?
Dude, we're not wedding. We're not wedding anymore.
Now, went from now, a wedding to a wake?
No. Yeah.
What the hell?
Pretty much.
Dude, now, now we're on the dance floor like this. Morning.
Oh, my God.
Wow. And they're asking us to play tributes, things like that Granny would have
loved.
Whatever you want.
Tenacious D. Yeah, play some tribute.
That would only happen one place in the world. That's Crump, Michigan.
In the field of Crump under a circus tent.
As metropolitan as I am, actually have some connections.
You got the Crump Pump. You got the, I can't remember, the other bar. And then the meat market. And that was Crump.
Well, I talked to my Crump boys, and I'm like, why don't you have a sign that says, welcome to Crump? And he was like, we have a stop sign.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Crump boys. That's a good name for a
They don't know how to read, so that says, welcome to Crump.
Wasn't the stop sign enough?
Yep.
The stop sign says, welcome.
Yeah, it says, go the other way, guys. Yeah. But
the only problem is there's always a backup because they don't have a go sign.
Yeah. But Angela's only performances with me have been at wedding receptions. We're actually in the process of trying to turn Pork House into a feasible band, right? Because a bunch of people tried to book us. What happened after the Rugs and Garbage video?
Yeah,
because you know Pork House is just us in our studio going hey, you know, music time, and then like we make this Rugs and Garbage and all this, and then all of a sudden people are trying to book us, and I'm embarrassed because I'm 100% like I have other performance outfits, I have DJ kit,
yeah,
I have them heels where I'll play like a blistering lead guitar for three sets all night, nonstop. But you know, as far as Pork House, that is something that we're developing because I was really looking for a demand before I sink all these resources into something that literally fell on my ass.
That's great.
So if anybody wants to play for Pork House, get at me, man. I have a studio, and it is the easiest music to play, and I will 100% put you on, my guy. If you're listening, you.
He made that music with the fact in mind that it would be something that beginner musicians or those that were not musicians could get involved with.
That's really cool. I know you were telling me like you've recorded how many songs in the last couple of years?
Somewhere between 200 and 300.
That's wild.
I'm actually not supposed to admit that in public, but my investor's not listening to this shit, so who cares?
That's really cool though, and you have people from all walks of life and different musicians and anything.
A lot
and everything.
Of it's just me.
Oh, okay.
But we have Pork House, Human Shield, Elder Millennial. What else was there? Well, I know there was like, we have a lot of Pork House. And yeah, most of it's Pork House. Human Shield is something, you know, the truth is, Pork House, I hate saying this publicly, but if I'm going to be 100% honest with you, I'm not going to lie to you guys.
Yeah.
Okay? Pork House felt a little bit like practice sessions at first. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like I was just recording my practice sessions. But the more of it I made, the more it was like a vein. So I made Pork House really low skill level with the idea that... And I can't say that's what's a low skill level for me is a low skill level for other people. But I'm generally sure that this is a low skill level. But I don't know, man. It's like sometimes lifting other people up can be difficult. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You can only go so far. You lead the horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I am looking for artists to join me in these endeavors. We've made them really big for two people. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, wow, look at my efforts. Wow, look at my efforts. Now it's doubled. Just imagine if it was a third person, it would be like 50% more. Another person would be like a third. I'm not going to do a bunch of math. Okay?
Come on now, master's degree. Let's. No.
I'm not trying to find out how much I could do by myself, though.
Yeah,
is
really.
Is what I'm saying. And that's why I'm blessed to have my band, The Heels.
Okay.
Which was started over a year ago, and we got a bunch of shows coming up. We're recording in the studio.
What's your next show coming up? What do you got?
What is my next show with The Heels? Is it in July? Yeah. We will have that soon.
Yeah, we'll shout it out for sure.
Yeah,
that's
indeed.
Really cool, man. So you guys do a lot of work at BMO's?
So I do DJ Kit and Them Heels. I've done those at BMO's, but I've taken DJ Kit and Them Heels at other places. Pork House was something that I was sampling at BMO's, and then it just kind of
went around. And
like, I can't.
They really want to book us. They're very nice.
The truth is, I got caught with my pants down because I didn't really think this was going to be successful.
That's cool, though.
I didn't really think that two people were going to be able to run a studio.
A lot of it's comedy, though, if I'm being honest.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pork House.
But that gets everybody big.
It's a bit. And we do everything.
Pork House is a bit. Human Shield is real.
Very serious.
Very serious.
Nice.
So that's not my platform.
So, like, Pork House is like this and that and everything in the world. Human Shield is like this one thing. So they're very, very different platforms. But getting people involved in either one, it's been difficult because I want to appease their ideas. I want to make their... So my thing is always, hey, you help me make my stuff happen, I can help you make your stuff happen. We can help each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That was my whole... That was our whole idea behind the 989 Network. When Matt and Mark and Eric and we had this idea like a year ago and doing everything, and I was real excited to have Matt and Mark like kind of kick it off as a flagship show.
Yes.
And then life happened, and we kind of went on, without them, and it's sad. I miss those guys. But it's
too.
Still that's what it was. And, yeah, and that's
talked about aliens.
Nice. And that was that whole feeling of like anybody and everybody. Like, let's get all the locals together and give them, support each other and be able to shout everybody out and have each other on each other's shows and like just build this community.
Well, the philosophy of Human Shield is kind of like that, but I would say maybe it goes a little bit deeper. The philosophy of Human Shield is we should all be able to see our artistic visions happen.
Yeah.
Period. You should be able to see your vision happen. You should be able to, everybody here has this whole beautiful world of art and music inside of their heads. And some of them are willing to come out with it because either they have talent or they think a little more of themselves. And some of them are less willing to do it because maybe they're maybe just a little less likely to put themselves out there.
Yeah.
Or maybe somebody told them that they couldn't do it, which is evil. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Well, my thought is, well, let's dig up those skeletons. Let's find all that. That's kind of what like Pork House is like every stupid idea that you could literally think of. And then like Human Shield is like what I think is my best. But it's everything. Like, you should be able to get your vision out there.
Yeah.
And we should be able to work together to do it. And I say, let's do it.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, definitely. You guys are doing the Lord's work with that for real. Ah! Just bringing everybody in and doing all.
Making me blush, guys.
Like, seriously, to be able to put that out there and that offer, and like, that's really, really cool.
Well, because of that, it caused me to expand my horizons, get involved with video editing and effects, special effects.
Hell yeah.
So I did all the special effects out of the Porkhouse video, and it empowered me to be able to go out and create a TikTok, and with our five, six albums, I created, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of videos and shorts.
Yeah, and that's phenomenal to be able to have a partner that, like, you know, is there and is reliable and
get you
does
one.
As much. Yeah.
You listen to men, go get you one. I dare you. I dare you to find a woman who's going to be down for me like mine, that is down for you like mine is for me. Good luck. Good luck, guys. This girl's been through everything. So she's still here. But I believe in it all wholeheartedly. I think that after COVID, we have coming to an era where people are just going to be more likely to work for themselves. We realize that making money for ourselves is easier than I thought it was, and we realize that this meeting could have been an email. And with a lot of that comes an opportunity to be an artist. And if people are thinking about doing this, I say it's a 100%. It was one of your early guests, Tim Hendrickson, that it stood at a classroom one time, and, you know, shout out to Dr. Hendrickson.
Dr. H is one of my dearest, oldest friends. I've known him for a long time, and he has put up with a lot of my shit, and I appreciate him to the ends of the world.
Dude, I got to tell you, when I saw you had a podcast with him, I listened to it immediately because he's seriously one of my heroes.
Because
Tim Hendrickson stood in front of me, and he said something that no other musician in the world. He's like, look. He's like, I've got a job in music. He's like, look, I'm making music and I'm making money. He's the one that showed me, hey, look, it actually, you don't have to be Steven Tyler. You can be Dr. Hendrickson. And it's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It's the
yeah.
best, dude. You know? So, yeah, I think this is a viable path that people should take.
Yeah. So for somebody who's getting into it, they're putting their dues in, they're working hard. What advice would you give them to advance that grind, to really move forward and start, you know, bringing in money, to be able to make this a viable option as their sole, you know, career?
Get a YouTube premium account and start booking yourself at gigs for a DJ and book yourself for $50 an hour. That's really direct, right?
Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah. I like it.
But that's what I did.
Yeah, it's practicality. I mean, yeah.
Anyone can do it, man. Listen, the people who bought real DJ setups fucking hate me, dude. These people, and bless them. I don't hate you.
I sunk $3,000 into my shit years ago.
So there are some people who do not like me because, like you said, they got like really expensive Chuck E. Cheese style like karaoke setup. And I'm like, do with a laptop and a mixer, you know. but this is that era, you know. If you have the resources, or if you find someone that can work for you, you should just go for it. Is it irresponsible? Yes, but you'll be happier.
I like it.
It takes more than the equipment to be able to be successful, though.
Yeah, there's a lot of hard work.
There's hard work. There's passion, and not everybody can
starving.
Be that. And not everybody can, you know, present themselves like up front and center. Like, I could never, I don't believe, maybe, I don't think I could be the DJ or the entertainer that Justin could be, where, you know, you're willing to stand up there and have everyone look at you, and if everything fails, like he's a DJ for drag shows. It's Pride Month, so I'm going to do a shout-out for Pride Month.
Yeah, we'll be out there June 22nd. Come to the 99 Network.
Crystal Hardy, Serenity Sapphire, you know that's right.
And he does. He's been doing that for 2 years. He is the DJ for that. And, you know, part of that is his charisma. And I don't have that as a social worker. Like, I was never like, hey, look at me, or I'm willing to put myself out there. And have people look at me and judge me. And one of the reasons why, like, you know, I hate to circle it back around, but one of the reasons why the Crump wedding was kind of good, cool, is I got to see what it was like to be a celebrity, because they literally lined up and stared at us like we were the show. And they
So do you know about country weddings?
Oh, yeah.
When you do these country weddings, I've never seen this before, man. Like, you'll be like the DJ right there and they'll be all lined up. Regardless of the song, Macarena doesn't have to be playing, y'all. It's like, when you go to these country weddings, you are the show. So I was like,
yeah,
I want to do more country weddings.
And then I started
And then
I started to get followers and stalkers and people that liked what we were doing. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, they're looking
You got, you brushed over that real quick. You got stalkers?
Oh, yeah. And poor Kyle's.
I got a pretty good stalker one time.
That's awesome.
And, you know, I mean, like, they do that.
That's how you know you made it, man.
And I was like, maybe.
Can I do the stalker real quick?
Yeah.
All right, so we're at Salvation Army on the day that I was doing a comedy open mic, right? And the dude at the register, you remember the conversation was about my hairline and testosterone?
Yeah.
Like, bro, you're working at Salvation Army, stop. And then he, like, mentioned something about his happy trail. I'm like, okay, dude, get the fuck away from me. So I file a complaint.
Yeah.
I'm like, this person at Salvation Army is, like,
Harassing me
about his testosterone and his happy trail.
Well, the other thing is,
the fuck out of here. What is a happy trail? I had to look that up.
Awesome.
Well, the other thing is, I'm fixing to do a set at this comedy open mic.
Yeah.
So I put it online. I put it online, and this dude's showing up offering me drinks. Like, hey, I heard you complained. Here's some drinks. I'm sorry. I'm like, thank you. I'm not drinking that.
Right?
Right?
Yeah. About to Bill Cosby your
like
ass,
followed me from his job on the west side, found me online, and then tracked me down to Jake's on Farragut Street so he can... And that's the other part of being an artist, is you're constantly telling people where you're going to be.
Like, yeah. I had a guy follow me around throwing... Like, he followed me into Walmart... And then he grabbed I was getting a small bag of cat food.
I'm sorry, do you need
And he literally threw a big 25-pound bag of cat food in my cart and started to say, this is the food you need. And then he's like, start telling me about his cats. And I'm like, okay,
part one.
And I'm like, take that away. And then I go, about a month later, I'm at a store, and like, I'm not really paying attention. Same guy. Same scenario.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, do you work for the cat food company?
I saw you like cats, so I got you cats and your cats, bro.
And, you know, you figure out, he followed me because of being out in public.
Like, we get followed with our band. Like, people follow us.
They follow me,
and
I'm not
wild.
Even in
you
the band.
You can't tell if they're safe or not sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. I mean...
Because if you have an online presence,
yeah.
You are, you know, you can, you're
yeah.
out there.
You're out
like,
there.
You understand, Angela doesn't perform, but people still come to see her. You know, like,
that's cool.
she dresses up. They know they know that she's part of the deal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But sometimes that's...
Yeah,
I mean, it manifests a different way.
Yeah, see, we're not cool enough yet. Like, I went to the beer expo this year, and nobody knew who the fuck I was. So, I mean, like,
well, I know who you are.
Like, that was our whole.
You got to drink more beer. Clearly.
I know, right? Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
But
do the podcast.
I know. That's what I said. I was like, all right, you know, it's cool.
It won't be like that this next year.
That's what I'm hoping.
You.
I passed out cards to everybody, and then I got up.
I've been
and
telling
sang,
everyone
I sang
about
karaoke.
You too.
They had karaoke, and it was daylight, and like. I don't know why, but I fucking love day drinking. Being hammered and the sunlight is out is a whole different experience. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, I don't really do a lot of sun exposure, my guy.
Yeah,
but
we
the
were,
blues festivals,
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was...
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we need to go back to Cats Meow and the Hammered Harry's. That was a blast, dude. That was so much. Dude, Justin and I were going fucking song for song up there. He comes up, and everybody came up, and they started jamming and, like, dressing in costumes and shit. That was a lot of fun.
Me and Eddie had a side project for about 5 minutes there.
Yeah, it was real cool. It was fun. Eric was like, oh, fuck, this guy can actually sing. That was different.
I started banging at the drums, like, because I'm a drummer. And then I realized that they were filled with paper, so I had to pantomime it, like... I couldn't hit it because you could just hit the high. You could only hear the cymbals, right?
Right.
But still, props to Cats Meow for even having that shit.
Yeah, that was real cool.
If that were my drum set, I won't be fucking doing that.
Right? Yeah, that was a blast.
Well,
that was a really fun,
nice establishment, and I do think if they'd let you come back and set up your podcast situation.
Oh, do a live show there?
What we gotta do is go rock out there, dude.
They would appreciate that.
That would be cool.
Because, like, they're not getting the business, and they deserve it.
Yeah, yeah, everybody was fantastic.
Nothing,
the food was phenomenal. The waitress, Moxie, was great. Yeah.
Completely safe.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed it. The prices were way cheaper than I had anticipated.
Yeah, really, yeah. And then Rachel doing the DJ that was a lot of fun.
The hosts are fantastic in that place.
Yeah, absolutely.
They tried to hire me off the floor. It's very kind.
Nice.
I'm not.
They did Eddie
though.
Too, though.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
They tried to hire us both.
Right? They're like, when are you coming? You coming back next week? I was like, dude, this is so fucking far away. And they're like, where do you live? I was like, Bay City. She's like, bitch, I drive from Bay City.
Yeah, because they go every day when they work.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and Eddie are going to start our own karaoke place, the world's famous Dog's Bark.
To compete with the Cats Meow.
It has nothing to do with the Cats Meow. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Set the it up completely part. Like they do.
No,
but,
nothing
but,
like
that. But dog themed.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
Instead of the
just
kitty.
Have bizarro I would Cats
love,
Meow.
I would love to get something like Don't Tell Mamas around here.
Yeah.
Like a real piano bar.
Oh, those
that
are
was
nice.
Yeah. I've sang at Don't Tell Mamas in New York and Las Vegas,
those are really
and
nice.
it's a dude who plays piano and he knows any and every song, and even if he doesn't know it, he has a massive book that has every song in it, and you give him $5 and he'll play and you sing, and it's one of the greatest experiences.
But if you sing at Don't Tell Mamas, isn't that a place where like good people sing?
Yeah, it fucking was a lot of fun, and I was not as good as them.
I bet you were great, though. I'm just saying, they let you grab a mic, though, didn't they?
I gave them money. That was why. Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you're going to pay money to sing, gotta have a little bit.
Yep.
There was another karaoke bar, and I told this last call story before, but we went in, and it was like this basement, and you go in, and it's dark, and then you open a door, and then it's laser lights and shit and couches and whatever. It was really kind of a cool place.
Like a lounge?
Yeah, lounge.
Sounds
like
a strip club.
Yeah, I know, right? But it was karaoke. But it was $1 per song. You had to pay $1 per song.
Okay.
And the pitchers of Bud Light were $25 a piece. And it was fucking awful. But it was fun. I was like, I gotta pay $1 to sing? And they're like, yeah. I was like, the fuck is that?
Well, you know what they need in this spot is the bottle clubs like they have in the big cities. You know, after the bars club.
This was in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you got to be able to sing, too. So I suppose that a bottle is it. Can't sing into a bottle necessarily.
Right.
That's a lot of fun. Fuck, I tell you what. Speaking of last calls, I think it's last call. Da-ding, ding, ding, da-ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's last
ding,
call
ding.
For you, my guy.
Last call for alcohol.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call for alcohol. Get going.
Oh. Last calls.
Last call.
Yeah. What, well, go ahead. What do you got?
Well, when you're speaking of traveling and stuff, one time in Myrtle Beach, this goes back in 88.
All right.
So, yeah, I'm dating myself.
I was born in 88.
Yeah, well. Are you my son? No.
Papa.
We are all your son.
I'm not.
Anyway, yeah. What else? Went out to Myrtle Beach for a golf outing with three other guys. It was basically just, you know, a drunk fest and golf got in the way type thing.
I love those weekends.
Oh, yeah. And so the one night, the first night we're there, actually, we left at like 4 o'clock in the morning out of Flint.
Perfect.
We were already trashed.
Yep. That's the spirit.
Drinking on the way to the airport, drinking on the plane, drinking when we got there.
Hell yeah.
All drinking. And we end up, you know, hey, we're going to go out to this club. It was called Club, and this is in 88. It was Club 2001. I don't even know if it still exists or not.
Was it subtitled An Odyssey?
Yeah, it was just 2001. So we were there, and, you know, we're having a good time, having some drinks, dancing and stuff like that. And the manager comes up, taps us on the shoulder, and said, you guys got to leave. And we're like, why?
What did we do?
So we're here, we're having fun. He goes, your buddy over there. We look, and he's fucking passed out on the table.
Fuck.
It's like, oh, shit. Well, if we wake him up, can we stay? As long as he's awake or sitting up, we can stay. So we go over there, wake him up. He's good for half hour, 45 minutes. We get another tap. Hey, your buddy's passed out again. So we did a little Weekend at Bernie's thing. We moved our table to the corner of the bar. Moved to the corner of the bar, propped his ass up against the wall.
Shoved
the table up against him so he couldn't move, and he's just sleeping, sitting up in the fucking corner of the bar.
I love it.
We stayed all night.
There you go.
That's a good one.
Yeah, manager comes over. He goes, "That's a pretty damn good idea." You said as long as he's sitting up, he's pinned against the fucking corner of your bar, but he ain't fucking moving.
Just duct tape his head.
He was. He just sitting there, sunglasses on. I mean, just like a Weekend at Bernie type.
That's fucking brilliant.
Didn't know if he was alive or dead.
That is really clever.
That's like the second time I got kicked out of Duso's. This was my buddy Aaron's 21st birthday. And we went there, and they had karaoke and the pool table in the back and everything. We're having fun, and everybody knows it's his birthday now, and just shots after shots after shots. And this dude drinks. Like, this dude would kill a fifth of Captain by himself and still be wandering around fine. Like, so for him to get to a point where he's standing there having a conversation, and then he just goes down. And on the way down, he hit like one of those high top tables and snap the high top table off the fucking pedestal and then hits the fucking ground. The bartender comes over and they're like, "You guys need to go now." And I was like, "Son of a bitch." Like, "God damn it, Aaron." So we fucking dragged his ass outside and we put him in the car. And then we just kept fucking going.
There you go. Yep.
Did what you had to do.
Yeah, had to do. Yeah. And that was the second time I've been kicked out of Duso's. I like Duso's. Shout out to Chris. It's good shit.
Shout out to Chris.
Yeah.
God damn, man.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you that I used to live in Florida?
No. Tell me.
I lived in Florida twice. I lived in Florida for a month one time, and I lived for Florida in a year the other time. This story is from the year that I lived there. So I'm chilling at the castle one day, and
where in Florida?
To anybody who doesn't know, the castle is a goth club in Ybor City, Florida. So we're talking the East Coast, Tampa Bay area.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're chilling at the castle one day, and
a goth club. I love it already.
We might have been eating some psychotropics on this evening, but the guy that was our designated driver was like, "There's a house party. Do you want to go?" And so I turn around, and I remember I gave $1 to the cage dancer, right? Because it's the goth club in Florida.
Love a good cage dancer.
Turn back
around.
Did you
get his name?
Yeah. And I was like, "Yeah, let's go, man." So we get into this party, and this party is on a second floor apartment, loft of some sort. I don't know. I literally have no fucking idea where I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting to this party, though.
Been there many times.
And this place is jumping. You know, like, these guys have like a whole DJ set up. And I'm like, man, how are these people's neighbors downstairs not calling the cops? They're like, "Oh, well, the neighbors aren't home." I'm like, "Okay, fucking cool, man."
Perfect.
So the party's going. The party's bouncing. The party's bouncing so much that I'm standing on the floor.
Oh, no.
And I can literally feel the floor bouncing up and down.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, "Holy shit, man. This is out of control." And next thing I hear is a boom. And everybody stops dancing, but the music keeps going. I'm like, "What the fuck, dude? What the fuck?" Everybody's pointing at this room. I walk up to this room that I guess was the bathroom, and I have no fucking clue what happened.
Yes.
But I walk up to this bathroom, and all I see is a hole.
Oh, no.
I want to say it's like maybe like five. Like, there's a huge hole in the middle, and I'm looking down.
They fucking turned down for what?
I'm looking down through this bathroom floor, and I'm seeing a fucking sink. Like, I'm like, "What the fuck happened?" You know what I'm saying? And I got scared. And
oh, no.
I got the fuck out of there because I, looking back on it, I know it was just a party. But then I thought I was part of a terrorist incident. It was so fucking... Because when you're on...
Oh, yeah.
Because when you're on psychedelics,
yeah,
everything is so... If it's not like rolling high laughter, like everything is so urgent. So as soon as I saw the hole in the floor, I'm like, Godzilla is attacking and I have to get the fuck out of the house, dude.
I love it.
And they took me home and I never found out what the fuck happened.
Oh, shit. That's fucking wild.
That's Florida, dude.
That's awesome.
That's a non-Florida.
Non-Florida.
Well, this was before the Florida man stories. This could be the first Florida man story. I don't know. It could be.
Is that a book you're writing?
Florida man stories? It felt traumatic.
Understandable. I mean, yeah.
It is loud, but...
When you lose the ground beneath you.
Right.
Well, I didn't know what I was looking at.
Yeah, big hole.
Fucking weirded out, dude.
I have a story.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, what you got?
Well, I think it was last time you recorded, you had Eric and you had Ricky.
And Ricky on, yeah. Wide range of conversations.
And they spoke about a party that happened at Mark's house, Mark Reichardt.
Oh, yeah,
oh, that summer
with
year.
With the Jell-O shots and stuff?
With the Skittles.
Skittles,
and the
that's what it was. Skittles and vodka.
Is this an addition onto that story?
Oh, yeah. It's something they didn't mention.
You were there?
I was there.
Oh. We were both there.
Oh, yeah,
we were together back then.
Right? I wasn't
so
cool
enough
to be.
Let's like fill in some blanks, okay? So, as Ricky had mentioned, we came in, and we were about an hour... Like 45 minutes to an hour late, you know, like fashionably late.
Yeah.
Because it was Halloween.
Yeah.
And we had trick-or-treating, you know, like little kids do. We're just little kids.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 40s.
Yeah.
30s. Little 20s. Kids.
Yeah.
Okay. And people were drinking when we got there, and they were puking. And, like, the bathroom was full of people puking.
Crying.
And crying. And they were, like, laying up.
You literally entered a horror show.
Well, Mark and Eric didn't mention any crying, so we just really wanted to get out there that there was people like,
I don't know what was going on.
Drunks.
But it was literally no drugs. Skittles vodka. This guy dressed like Mario in the kitchen is mixing up for us. I'd never met him before. It was wild.
Have you seen him since?
On Facebook.
Okay.
Okay. And here
Luigi, I need more Skittles.
And honestly, I don't know what happened, but like we're all like they had Mark had chairs all like set up. You know, his home was set up when he was still married, where there was all the chairs were sitting around the wall in his living room that used to exist before he had a child.
The bachelor pad.
It was he was married, but they didn't have a child yet.
Okay.
So here we were sitting there, and they're like, "Here, do you want a shot?" And I'm like, "Oh, sure." And I'm not a big drinker. I take this shit. I hit the fucking ground. He didn't even mention that I was waiting for it. I passed out.
Oh, my God. Off of one shot.
After one fucking shot.
Well,
so
the
what
hell
were they
in those
drinking?
Shots?
Holy, just Skittles and vodka.
What it is.
I don't know.
What it is Angela has bad reactions to sugar.
Oh.
So what happens is something has a lot of sugar in it. So, Skype, and then it'll go down.
And everyone thought, "Oh, are you okay?" And they're all rushing around me, and I'm like, "No, you guys are all puking. Like, I'm okay.
Like, am I okay? What the fuck are you doing?
Like, I'm not even drunk.
I may have fallen down, but I'm not crying.
I'm not crying, and I'm not drunk. I'm just passed out. And you guys are all nuts.
That's a 0 to 60 shot. Yeah, Jesus.
Hit a gravity pocket.
I don't know, but that was a wild night.
That's
like,
awesome.
I don't even remember much more other than like after every like it couldn't the party couldn't have been more than like an hour and a half because everyone went home after that. Like the Skittles ended the party.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was literally like not even 2 hour party.
Jeez.
Everybody got way too fucking wasted. Crying, puking. Not us. We're fucking old.
That's what you're saying.
Well, I passed out. I literally passed out. They were like,
but that wasn't
you?
From drinking too much.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
I am, my sugar dropped, but.
Damn.
It was bad.
That's
like, they
amazing.
Were like, they were like, they thought I was on something.
They
or
thought
something.
It was serious.
And
yeah.
I'm like,
They're like, oh, like, dude, you were just puking in the bathtub 3 minutes ago. Yeah. Stop.
I'm not puking.
And you were just looking and say, she'd be all right.
Yeah. Just
give me another drink.
Over to the side. It's fine.
No, I was ready to go. Because it was a pretty bad situation at that point.
Understandable, yeah.
It felt traumatic, but, you know, she was okay.
Dang. Well, I'm glad you're okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
She's mostly okay.
I'll never be the same.
We're working on that one.
That was the beginning of the
end. You need a shot?
Yeah.
You want a shot of this?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I do.
Maybe
yeah,
out
we'll,
there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
I don't want to pass up.
We're gonna
holy hell.
We're going to do it when these wieners aren't listening.
Yeah.
Throw a couple Skittles in there and see what happens.
Hold the Skittles.
If you're listening, you're not actually a wiener. I love you.
Yeah. Yeah. See, you heard it first. Justin loves wiener. No.
I do love wiener, my own.
I love it. Man, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us tonight. We had an absolute
you
blast.
You guys are fucking cool, man.
Oh, I appreciate it. What do you got? You said you have shows coming up. Did you look that up? You got what's coming up next? What do you got to promote?
Bro, I didn't look it up, but I will give you an exclusive. I am actually working on Human Shield's first full-scale album. It is going to be It is going to be a blacked industrial masterpiece, and I'm halfway done with it. It's called Void Mantra, and I plan on coming out with it this fall.
Hell yeah.
So there's your exclusive,
thank
brother.
You so
Would
much.
Would you like to mention the video that we're working on?
Oh, ooh. Yeah. We're getting ready to shoot the real music. So if you look up Be Not Afraid, there's an instrumental video out there right now, but we're getting to shoot a real lore-based music video, and the pre-production starts for that next month.
Hell yeah, dude. That's so cool. That's freaking awesome, man.
Well, I'm happy to be around people that give a fuck.
I do. I mean, that's amazing.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You guys are such great hosts.
You can guys, where can they find you? On YouTube? Check out all the...
They can find me. You can listen.
All streaming platforms, Spotify, YouTube.
So look, if you add me, Justin Edward, on Facebook, I can point you in the right direction, but you can find Human Shield and Porkhouse on all streaming platforms, and you can find our personal pages on TikTok and YouTube. Also, book DJ Kit for your wedding, and I will rock your world.
Just don't let your grandma die.
Yeah. If your grandma dies, I promise you, we will hold it down.
We have
experience.
Those people partied into the ground until like 2 in the morning.
Literally.
We have real dead grandma experience now.
That's right. They got that DG
energy. And I gained
energy. Some
real fans that night. Yeah.
DGE.
They literally called us back for their kid's wedding.
Yeah, oh, snap. That's cool.
Yeah. We're going back to the Van Octens. Van Octens, we're going to rock your house again.
Hell so, yeah. Well, thank you. You can find us 989.network, bbbbabble.com. Thank you, guys.
Whoop, whoop.
Thank you. Binge it all.
Binge it all. And as Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk. That's cheers.
Hell yeah. Sorry.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 989.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.
Hold up.
Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on wide a range of conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wide a range of conversations with Rick and Eric.